The OPWF A3 is a 3-channel RGB LED color strip controller, offering control in two ways, via Wi-Fi from the Tuya app, or via the included remote control. Here, I'll show the inside of it. Then, I'll change its software, so that it can be programmed a bit like an Arduino. And finally, I'll show the decoding of the remote control codes and their handling in the new firmware. We bought the kit for £50. It doesn't include the tape and power supply. The controller works with RGB tape from the factory, but after my modification, it will be freely configurable. It will be able, for example, to handle also CCT tape, white temperatures, or several separate white tapes. I do not discuss the Tuya application. I only include a photo of the instructions below. Interior of OPWF A3. Lift the cover, it's on a latch. There are no screws. PCB designation, 240315. Date, 15/03/2024. BK7231, RGBWY V0.1. BK7231N is directly on the PCB. There is no separate Wi-Fi module. The antenna from the Wi-Fi is also in the form of a track on the PCB. In the power section, there is an inverter to reduce the voltage. There is room for 5 transistors on the board. So theoretically, there could be an RGB plus CCT strip, but only 3 of them are manned. Next to the circuit, there are signals for programming it on the pads. On the other side, we still have the microphone with amplifier. Still left is the underside of the PCB. The tracks for the higher current are thickened and tinned. Programming OPWF A3. You will need a USB to UART converter. Here we have everything outputted to the pads. These need to be whittled down first. Then we solder the wires. We upload the OBK. We follow the instructions of our flasher. Backup. The flasher should also detect the GPIO configuration. Although this did not work out for this device. Configuration of the OPWF A3. The PWM pins can be found using GPIO Doctor. GPIO Doctor in OpenBeacon. A convenient way to learn about GPIO roles in an IoT device. You have to trace the path to the IR receiver yourself. But I have already done that for you. It is on pin P26. We have to manually examine the IR signals. We restart the device after setting the IR recip role and look in the log. We point the remote at the receiver and press the buttons. We look at what is being received. On and off button. The buttons are NEC standard. Codes 0x02 and 0x03 are responsible for switching on-off. Similarly, the brightness control. In this way, we learn their codes and can then match OBK commands to them. As for example in the material on the BK7238. Tutorial presentation on the operation of the NICE MCU BK7238 T1 IR remote control. Home Assistant. You can still add buttons on their own to physically control the LEDs. For me, this is essential. A controller programmed in this way is compatible with Home Assistant. The converted strips can also be combined into DGR groups in this way. Summary. This was a very simple product to convert. Just solder the cables. The pads are given as if on the palm of your hand. Upload the firmware and you gain new possibilities. You can freely script the buttons of the remote control, as well as add additional physical buttons and even additional sensors such as DHT11 or DS18B20. All this is, of course, compatible with Home Assistant. Such a converted product also works 100% locally, of course, without the manufacturer's cloud, and poses a risk to user privacy. And which LED strip controllers do you use?